Next speaker up is Rick Ward, and we are moving right along. We are on schedule, a little ahead, so.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. Thanks for coming. That's a hard act to follow, so I'll do my best. Okay. All right. First, a disclaimer. I'm a plant breeder converted into an administrator. I'm the director of the Maricopa Agriculture Center at the University of Arizona. But today I'm going to talk about burrowing owls. On behalf of Greg Clark and Mike Weirda, Greg, as I'll explain later, works for and leads the Wild at Heart organization in Arizona. A lot of what he does is save these owls. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So the burrowing owl, the western burrowing owl, is a migratory subspecies of burrowing owl found in western North America. They are the only raptor that lives underground. They do not build their own burrows. They occupy burrows that other animals have made, primarily prairie dogs, badgers, ground squirrels. The habitat is open grasslands, cultivated areas, rangelands, desert habitats, and habitat loss is driven by housing, urban encroachment, and directed programs to eliminate the burrowing mammals. You see the owl there. This is a picture from Greg. I don't know if he paid the owl or what he did, but that's quite a picture that shows what this is about. That in Arizona, in the 5 years before the Great Recession began, 250,000 acres of habitat were destroyed, converted, but for the owl they were destroyed, which amounts to 6.5 square miles of ag land every month for 5 years. As a result, the burrowing owl is listed by the state of Arizona as a species of greatest conservation need. The Wild at Heart is an organization that Greg runs now. They trap owls that are at risk, so identify fields, land that's going to be converted where owls are. Construct artificial burrows and then release them. And a release site generally has over 100 burrows, these artificial burrows, and the large number helps reduce predation. And if you drive to to our farm, you see this, as every burrow has a sentinel. So if you have 10 burrows, there's 10 birds out. Versus one bird watching for the hawks and the eagles that eat these guys for lunch. So the more there are, the more likely they're going to see it and get underground. The Maricopa Ag Center is more or less where that circle is, maybe just a little to the left, in central southern Arizona. We have year-round ag research there. We're 30 miles south of Phoenix at a little over 1,000 feet elevation. We have 50 research fields with over 1,700 acres of arable land. The whole place is 2,100 acres. And my favorite statistic is we have 25 miles of concrete irrigation ditch, which means we have to take care of it. Sometimes I think we ought to have a marathon and we run up and down our ditches. Our site fits favorable site selection criteria established by Wild at Heart and others. And Wild at Heart, if you Google Wild at Heart, you can find more details about them and what makes a favorable site. One of the things is a history of burrowing owls already present, that they've already pre-selected it. Okay, in 2002, my predecessor as director agreed to work with the Wild at Heart folks, and they installed 100 artificial burrows and established the protocols with release tents that I'll show you in a moment. The burrows are constructed of corrugated 4-inch drainage, flexible pipe surrounded by PVC. This is the actual burrows are, these are the burrows. These are the way that you, the birds get to the burrows. They like to connect some of them, so they'll put 4, 8, sometimes 16 in one place, depending on the area. So the entrances are constructed specially to prevent mammals from chewing on them. The release tent, so they bring owls to the release tent. So they put this tent over a new installation of, or an unoccupied installation of at least 8 burrows. That material, the owls can see through it from inside. And there are perches in there, and so they put owls in there, and they feed them defrosted mice and liquid water. There are 8 burrow entrances inside, and then there's our expansion smaller burrows nearby, and they leave them in the tent for 30 days. And I just want to point out there's 3 or 4 owls in a row right there. And I hope, you know, that's a 4-inch pipe, so they're this big. So the 2002 Maricopa at our center complex has been there for 13 years. It was put in 2002. It's still there. And there were breeding events, and in fact, there are annual. There's a new crop of birds every year. And some of the males have become permanent residents, and migrating animals take over the rest of the burrows at times. Just a few weeks ago, we had an event where we built, I think it was another 100 burrows along the western edge of our facility, and these are all volunteers. They get trained in how to do it, and then are able to do it somewhere else. And the techniques learned in the 2002 translocation have helped in the construction of 5,000 artificial burrows. And the transfer of at least 1,500 saved owls. This is an example of wildlife habitat conservation and restoration and ag experiment station. For more information, talk to Greg Clark. One thing I want to mention is this is not, so what's the downside to this? The downside of this is as soon as you put the owls in, then anything else you're going to do next to it has to not bother the owls. So you can get in circles. So we want to put a Verizon wireless monopole on, well, Verizon Wireless wants to put a monopole and pay us $500 a month or something to have it there on our land. And one of the major discussions we had is it going to be a perch for eagles and hawks to attack the owls? And I said, wait a minute, we put the owls there. He said, it doesn't matter, they're there now. So you want to have your eyes open before you enter into this. Thank you.
Well, thank you.